As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, may lose value.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, it'll be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second half as both teams still getting their last second instructions from their respective coaches. Mountain Home will be moving right to left for the rest of this contest. Now Perigold comes out on the floor. Mountain Home still in the huddle. Now they come out. It'll be Gilbert, Benton, Jones, Bashirs, and Peters for Mountain Home. Gilbert takes an inbound pass from the far near sideline. He'll walk it into the front court. We are back underway. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. Throws up top to Peters. Takes a screen from Bashirs. Gives it to Bashirs. Now back to Peters. Over to Benton on the left side. Benton takes a screen from Jones. Goes into the lane. Now kicks out to White. Gilbert in the right corner. His three-pointer is up. No good. Offensive rebound for Jones. Kicks out to Benton. Tries to throw it to Peters. Pass was well wide of him. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will turn it over as we are 27 seconds into the second half. 10th turnover against Mountain Home. Bombers leading 31-17. Williams walks the ball into the front court for the Rams. Drills to between the circles. Throws over to Treese on the left elbow. Back up top to Williams. Throws over on the right wing to Starling. Back up top to Williams. Now Doak has it between the circles. Over to Starling on the left wing. Now Williams has it there on the left side. To Treese near the left corner. Now Starling has it. Over on the right side it goes to Doak. Back over to Treese on the left. Now Williams has it near the top. Now back over to Starling. Down to Treese on the left side. Up top to Wilmus. Over to Doak on the right. Mounts home in a man-to-man. Here's Doak near the right elbow. Throws it to Williams. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound is tipped around. Controlled by Colton Peters. And back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. 6.5 minutes left to the third quarter. A 14-point Bomber lead. Gilbert with the ball. Drills to the left elbow. Gives it to Peters cross court. Now Benton has it in the right corner. He drills out to the wing, throws up top to Jones. Over to Peters on the left side. He's going into the lane for the layup. Cannot get it to go. And the rebound is controlled by Doak. And back comes Perigold. Here's Williams with it on the left wing. Down near the corner it goes to Starling. He drills out to the wing, throws it in the corner to Treese. Now up to Williams on the left wing. Up top to Wilmus. Wilmus drills toward the right side, gets it there to Doak. Doak's going to pull it up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Colton Peters for the Bombers. Here's Gilbert across the timeline, throws over to Peters on the right side. Takes a screen from Bashirs. Up top it goes to Jones, over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert finds Jones cutting into the lane for the layup. No good, and an offensive foul. A charge called against Matt Jones. That is his third personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half, and the 11th turnover against the Bombers. 5:27 left of the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading 31-17. Williams walks the ball across the timeline. Throws it to Wilmus. Wilmus dribbles between the circles. Dawson Tabor's going to check in for Mountain Home with the next available time. Wilmus throws over on the right side to Starling. Starling dribbles up to the top. Over to Treese on the left. Now Wilmus has it near the corner. Wilmus is going to drill towards the lane. Now kicks it back out to Doak. Now Williams has it up at the top. Now Williams is going to draw a little contact. That is on Wyatt Gilbert. His first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second half. 4:53 left of the third quarter. Matt Jones will be replaced by Dawson Tabor, a 6'3 sophomore. 14-point Bomber lead. Williams takes the inbound pass from the far sideline from Starling. Has it at the top. Gives it there to Wilmus. Now Doak has it. Now to Wilmus on the left side. Finds Williams in the corner. Back to Wilmus on the wing. Up top to Treese. Back over to Wilmus on the wing. Over 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Doak has it now. He's going towards the lane. Going up for the running jumper. No good. But he draws contact and he'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. Talon Benton picks up his second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. So a two-shot opportunity for Cole Doak. He is so far 1-of-2 from the free throw line with 10 points. Gets the first one here. Again, 4:34 left in this opening period. I mean, this third quarter, excuse me. Team. Benton across the timeline for the Bombers. He drills up between the circles, now goes back over to the right side. Tries to give it to Tabor. Pass was well wide of him. Oh, they're going to say it was last touched by Marcellus Williams. Tipped out and as the ball goes out of bounds. So Mountain Home will keep possession with 3:32 left of the third quarter. 33-18, Bombers leading it. Inbound pass goes right into the hands of Wilmus. I don't know if he's trying to throw that to Gilbert or Tabor, but either way, it's a turnover against Mountain Home. And a foul back the other way on the Bombers. That is on Wyatt Gilbert, his second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. So Talon Benton's going to take a seat as he's replaced by Ben Pinson. This will be Pinson's first time in the game tonight. He is a 6'2 senior. Inbound pass will be controlled, triggered by Doak. He gets it, his pass is knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, so Paragould will inbound it once again. 33-18, Bombers leading it. Doak will once again inbound it on the baseline. And the pass is knocked away and stolen by Dawson Tabor. 13th turnover against Paragould. 3:20 left up of the third quarter. Mounts on with the ball up 15. Peters with it on the right wing. Gives it to Bashirs in the corner. He drills out a little more to the wing. Tries to give it. I don't know who he was trying to give it to, but Dawson Tabor comes up with it. Now his pass is knocked away and stolen by Paragould. Back comes Marcellus Williams going into the lane for the layup. He gets the basket and draws the blocking foul. Marcellus Williams will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 3:01 left to play in the third quarter. Hunter Bashirs picks up his third personal foul. His first personal foul, that is. Team foul number five against Mountain Home, and the Bombers are going to call timeout. We'll break with 3:01 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 33-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, without bank guarantee, and they lose value.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
I tell you what, we are 5 minutes into this second half, and Not a lot of scoring for either team in this period. Mountain Home with only 2 points in this quarter. So far, Paragould with three, but they've got a free throw coming, too, as Marcellus Williams will try to convert the three-point play after drawing the blocking foul called on Hunter Bashirs. By the way, he took a seat just then, and so did Dawson Tabor during that timeout. The free throw by Williams, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Mount Sonoma. Williams now 1-3 from the free throw line with 3 points. Here is Cruz with the ball on the right wing. Gives it to Peters near the corner. Thought about the jumper. Now instead he gives it to Cruz. Now top to Pinson. Over to Gilbert on the left wing. He's going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. 13 points for Wyatt Gilbert. 35-20, Mount Sonoma leading it. A little over 2.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Wilmus into the front court for Paragould. Throws it to Doak. He's going to immediately put up the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Colton Peters. He throws it to Gilbert, who gets into the front court to Benson. Benson going into the lane for the layup. He can't get it to go. And ball's knocked around. Finally controlled by Wilmus. 2:10 left of the third quarter. Wilmus across the timeline for the Rams. He drills towards the left side, now goes back up top, gives it there to Williams. Williams going into the lane for the layup. He can't get that to go, but draws another foul, and he'll head back to the free throw line. Baylor Cresselius sets up his first personal foul. He also checked in during the timeout. That's a 16 foul already against Mount Sonoma here in this second half. So Marcellus Williams back to the free throw line, where so far he's 1-3 with 3 points. First shot is up and in. Jonah Trees checking out of the game, being replaced by Nathan Lear for Paragould. 1:57 left as Williams has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 5 points on the night for Marcellus Williams. 3 of 5 from the free throw line. 35-22, Mount Sonoma leading it. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Cruz on the right side. Tries to give it to Peters. Ball is knocked away. Last touch by Starling. And Mount Sonoma inbound on the far sideline with 1:45 left of the third quarter. Baylor Cresselius checking out of the game, being replaced by Talon Benton. 13-point Bomber lead as Pinson inbounds it on the far sideline, gets into Benton on the wing. Now Gilbert has it there on the right side. He's going into the lane, going up. I thought he was going to go for the layup. Instead, he kicks out to Luke Cruz in the left corner. His three-pointer good. Luke Cruz with 6 points. Oh, no, they're going to call that two. Okay. So they're going to say his foot was on the line. And back the other way. Nathan Lear picks up the three-pointer. No, I'm sorry. They are going to give that to Nathan Lear. That's 3 points, his first 3 points of the night. 37-25, Bombers leading it. 1:08 left of the third quarter. Here is Gilbert going into the lane. Now kicks out to Bennett Pence in the corner. His three-pointer, no good. Ball's knocked around and finally controlled by Doak, and back come the Rams. 12-point Mountain Home lead with 53 seconds left of the third quarter. Here is Williams throwing it up top to Starling, over to Lear on the left side. And now a foul away from the ball. An offensive foul called on Paragould. Carter Starling picks up his third personal foul, team foul number one against Paragould here in the second half. So 43.8 seconds left. Mount Sonoma gets the ball back, leading 37-25. Baylor Cresselius checks back in, replacing Bennett Pinson. That's the 14th turnover against Paragould. Here is Benton into the front court for the Bombers. 30 seconds left. Mount Sonoma may hold for the last shot of the period. As Benton is still dribbling near the half-court stripe. 20 seconds left. Still dribbling. 15. Now Benton starts to make a move toward the left side. 10 seconds left. Finds Gilbert near the corner. Down to Cruz on the low block. He puts up the layup. Off the glass and in. 7 points on the night for Luke Cruz. 1 second left. Paragould's going to try one last shot from beyond half court. They can't get it to go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, meeting Mountain Home leading Paragould 39-25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.